On the 6th of January, in the Western Church, we keep the feast of the Epiphany, which is the moment when the three wise men, sometimes called the three kings, visit Jesus, the newly born Jesus, in Bethlehem. Its importance lies in the fact that it is the moment when the world beyond the chosen people, beyond the Jewish people, came to acknowledge the importance and uniqueness of this baby Jesus, bringing gifts from the East. It's a wonderful moment because it's the moment that binds the whole human race together in this event, because those three wise men represent all the rest of us who are not Jewish people. And that is a very powerful thought, particularly in a world of 6 billion people of many different languages, living in vastly different climates and different social and economic conditions. It's a moment when dialogue, when recognition, when mutual respect are virtues which are exemplified in the way that the Holy Family received these guests and accepted their offerings. And these three guests recognize the significance of this baby in the honor they paid, in the gestures they used. One of the ways over this Christmas period where we can ponder the Christian message is by looking at the many works of art that are portrayed in Christmas cards and other pictures. And I have collected over the years a few of these cards and would like to share one or two of them with you, simply as a way of illustrating this unique and important feast. There is a mosaic, the Adoration of the Magi, in the Basilica of Santa Maria Maggiore, which represents Mary holding Jesus in a sort of rather more stable building than you would find as a cave. But the kings advance one behind the other, bearing their gifts, and the first, in paying homage to Jesus, has removed his crown, and the others are following up behind. A recognition in art that this is something special, and the Jesus, the baby Jesus, is shown in the mosaic to be rather older than a few days from his birth. When we get a little further down the line in the works of Giotto, we have another style. We have the baby smaller this time, but the first king is on his knees kissing the feet of the baby Jesus. But the baby Jesus is not only with his mother and father, but also with angels. This is a moment when the world outside is coming to recognize what God has done. If we advance again, we find in the 15th century, the works of Fra Angelico in Florence, we have again a different sort of picture. This time a picture of a house with the kings assembled alongside, but the same gesture. The kings kissing the feet of the baby Jesus, paying homage. And we look again in the works of Georges de Latour, a much simpler representation. This time the gifts coming from people from behind, pictured coming from behind, looking outwards with the baby Jesus asleep, serenely, no touching, no adoration. Advancing down the centuries, they find in the Franz von Roden of the 19th century's nativity scene, a much more elaborate, more people around, the kings again obeying before Jesus. This time, Jesus showing some recognition. Not kissing at the feet, but eye contact to eye contact. Mary quietly holding Jesus, watching, and Jesus looking intently into the eyes of the King. And finally, just to show that it's not always obedience and it's not always something mind-expanding, a Christmas card with a different sort of story. A Christmas card of a boy, probably done while he was at primary school, with the three kings advancing in rather stiff fashion with their crowns on their heads. To Jesus, almost lost in his manger. The poignancy of that card is that that young man was to die in a car accident a few years ago, aged 19. Yes, in birth and in adoration, we look forward to death and resurrection. And as we contemplate this feast, there will be many people who carry within them that sense of sorrow, of separation, which death has brought to them in recent months and years, a death which they perhaps haven't always got over. And there is always a sense that in our community of mankind, we bring death to each other by our rivalry, our competitiveness, by our intolerance, our inability to forgive, for all sorts of reasons. And yet, in this one feast, where the three wise men approach the Holy Family, the King of Kings, Jesus, Son of God, as baby, we know that the seeds of being one, of being tolerant and forgiving, of being able to live in a world where the space is becoming more limited, where the greed and the competitiveness are becoming more destructive. But we know that the challenge to live for the other has never been greater. And the journey that those three wise men made, the journey across culture, across a desert, across a whole religious world to another, is a journey that each of us is yearning to make. And those of us who are Christians and accepting in this birth, recognizing the significance of this visit, know it's our responsibility to portray it in ways that Jesus would recognize. Ways of openness, of affirmation, ways of encouragement, ways of forgiveness, ways of optimism, ways of hope, ways of life without end. And that within that context, our weakness and sin can, if we are prepared to allow it, be forgiven, be accepted, and the pains that we inflict on each other can become reduced as we reflect that behind all pain there is a God who is love, who shared his life with us in a unique way in Jesus Christ, and empowers us now through the Holy Spirit to go on living that life, affirming every man, woman, or child whom we meet as God in front of me. That is the mystery of that visit to Bethlehem by those three wise men. The God in Jesus recognized the creating Father, the God present in those three visitors, and the significance of their visit. That is the example for each of us, whatever corner of this limited world we live and whatever environment we find ourselves in. And it is God with us. Deeper than our tragedies and our sufferings and our pain, offering hope. A hope difficult as it may be, a hope which endures. Amen.